The U.S. Army celebrated its birthday today. The then Continental Army was organized in 1775 under the command of George Washington. Today's celebration came with U.S. soldiers posted around the world. Army commanders worry their troops are stretched too thin. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
2 years ago this summer, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was quietly suggesting the U.S. Army could perhaps be downsized. Army commanders were not happy. Since then, U.S. soldiers have fought wars in Afghanistan and Iraq while sustaining peacetime operations around the world, and the Army High Command thinks it's time they get some attention.
Happy birthday, dear Army.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Vice President Dick Cheney were at the Pentagon for the birthday celebration, and Army generals had a message for their civilian leaders.
We are without a doubt busier than we have ever been since World War II.
General John Keane, the acting Army Chief of Staff, listed what Army troops have been doing for the past 2 years.
We have deployed our soldiers to defend our critical infrastructures in the United States. We have maintained our forces in the Sinai, Kosovo, Bosnia, the Philippines, and Korea. And we have fought two wars.
Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says the Army is without a doubt stretched too thin right now, considering the number of soldiers deployed overseas from Iraq to Afghanistan, Kosovo to Korea.
That's well over 200,000 forces that are already deployed away from their home bases, away from their families. And if you were simply to sustain that for a period of a couple of years, you would literally break the Army in that people will not sign up for new tours.
Retired Lieutenant General Ted Stroop, once the Army's top personnel officer, points out another problem. The more time soldiers spend away from their home base, the less prepared they may be for war fighting.
There is a trade-off from the standpoint of having troops deployed. Even though they are engaged in combat, training hones the edge of the soldier and the unit to do better for the next conflict that one anticipates.
The experience of the last 2 years has Pentagon leaders rethinking their views of how big the Army should be in the coming years and how it should be organized.
I think we'll see that the answer that will come out will probably, we need to be about the same size or a little larger if we can afford it.
That's the view of a retired general. Michael O'Hanlon of Brookings says anyone who thought the Army could be downsized has been chastened by the experience of the Iraq War.
Until we figure out some way to stabilize Iraq with fewer than 150,000 American troops on the ground, there is simply no realistic prospect of even taking this debate seriously. If anything, the debate's going to have to go in the other direction to be how much must one at least temporarily increase the size of the Army.
In the last 2 months, Donald Rumsfeld has fired the Army Secretary and chosen a retired general to be the new Chief of Staff. But for the moment at least, he has dropped talk of making the Army smaller. At the birthday party today, he had nothing but praise for the soldiers. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.